to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, August 7th, 2025 edition. Text message coming in from Emmett County Commissioner Brett Gooding. I still have no faith in the agencies to hold these people accountable. Well, I understand. Absolutely, totally understand what you're saying. However, I want you to stop and think about this, because I've thought about this a lot. I've prayed on this. I said, God, show me, tell me what his plans are, what his thinking is, because I absolutely have read his book, The Art of the Deal, and this is what I've come up with. Donald Trump truly believes that he defeated Joe Biden in the November 2020 election. The election was stolen. He believes it. Pat Kobach wrote a book about it, the 2020 coup. What happened? What can we do? Forensic audits, we know exactly how they did it. Have we ever been allowed to present the evidence in a courtroom? No. The far left liberal judges, the progressive judges, have always said we don't have legal standing and have tossed the lawsuits out. Donald Trump had 4 years as a previous president to reflect on how quickly those 4 years go by, to reflect on who he should have picked for his cabinet the first time. But instead, being an outsider, a businessman, not understanding how the swamp worked, he had Reince Priebus, the rhino scumbag, rhino from Wisconsin, as one of his chief advisors as to who he should pick for his cabinet. Jeff Sessions, the U.S. Senator from Alabama, are you kidding me? Should be the Attorney General. He kept all the rhinos in his cabinet. He appointed people to be his advisors. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Treasury, all of them were recommended by Reince Priebus. He allowed the woke military folks to stay as top generals in our military. Defense Secretary, the list goes on and on and on. His first administration was a disaster. Then we got hit March of 2020, leading into the 2020 election with the China virus, allowing Biden to basically run a campaign from his basement. Donald Trump's holding rallies with thousands of people, and Biden has a rally, and they have 12 people sitting in circles, spray painted on the ground, 6 feet apart. This was total BS. But what it did is it gave 4 years of Donald Trump to reflect and to handpick his cabinet, his secretaries, appointing people to run the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Space Force, Secretary of Treasury, Pam Bondi, U.S. Attorney General, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, J.D. Vance, Vice President, winning back the majority of the House, U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate, basically getting his big, beautiful bill passed. Well, guess what? Donald Trump, breaking news story, just got it during the break. This comes from Fox News and Reuters. President Trump announces moves to exclude undocumented immigrants from the U.S. Census. President Donald Trump has ignited a new political firestorm by announcing plans for a fresh U.S. Census with a major critical change. Those individuals residing in the United States without proper legal status will not be counted. In a direct message on his Truth Social account, Trump declared that the Department of Commerce has been tasked to immediately begin work on what he is calling a highly accurate census, leveraging data from the 2024 presidential election. This announcement signals significant shifts from previous census protocols, where all residents, regardless of citizenship status, were counted and included in the U.S. Census. Going to stop the story right there. What constitutes representation in the United States House of Representatives? Population counts from each individual state. The more population you have, the more congresspeople you get in Washington. If you have a state with a declining population like we do here in Michigan, your representation goes down. Folks, do you understand and believe these numbers? These are facts. In the 1960s, Michigan, based on population, had 19 U.S. congressmen. 19. Now we're down to 13. 14, whatever the number is. The bottom line is this. Declining population, you lose representation in Washington. It's that simple. Now, one of the things that Donald Trump is saying, if you've got illegals, people who are not U.S. citizens, they're not allowed to vote. If they're not allowed to vote, they shouldn't be counted in the census. If they aren't counted in the census, representation for these states that have a lot of illegal people in them will lose representation in the United States House of Representatives. Well, this announcement by Donald Trump is already stirring heated debate. Supporters of the president's directive argue that excluding undocumented immigrants will create a more precise representation of the American electorate and people and ensure that resources and congressional representation are allocated only to legal residents. They claim this approach reflects the will of the voters, as interpreted through the results of the recent presidential election, and aligns with Trump's longstanding promises to prioritize American citizens in federal policy. Well, the swamp creatures on the other side, they warn that such exclusion could have far-reaching consequences for states with large immigrant populations. You bet. Absolutely. They argue that census data is crucial for determining everything from the number of seats each state holds in the House of Representatives to the distribution of billions of federal funding dollars for schools, hospitals, and infrastructure. By removing undocumented residents from the count, critics argue that the administration could be setting the stage for underrepresentation and reduced resources in key states and communities. Well, if undocumented illegals are putting their children in public schools, if they are taking up resources like using our roads, using our hospitals, they shouldn't be here. Therefore, if not counted, you're darn right you don't get the representation and you don't get the dollars. So at the state level, then you've got to clean up your state. Donald Trump is already in the process of eliminating funding to sanctuary cities and states. Lansing, East Lansing, Michigan, sanctuary cities. We've got them all over the place. Grand Rapids, Traverse City. Well, guess what? You're not going to get federal funding. Change your policies. Absolutely remove the status of being a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state, and you'll get federal dollars. You don't want to do it, you're on your own. Trump's administration previously attempted to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, a move that was blocked after a lengthy legal battle. This latest directive is seen by many as a renewed attempt to reshape the political map for altering the census methodology. With work already underway at the Commerce Department, all eyes are now on this new census, how it will take shape, and the inevitable legal and political battles to come. And you don't think Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, the Department of Justice aren't going to go after these people? He's had 4 years to think about it. And now it's coming to fruition. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Bo down in Indian River just texted me. Howard Stern just got canceled. His radio show, mostly carried by Sirius XM satellite radio, because he doesn't want to deal with the swearing restrictions on an FCC radio station, has been canceled. Good news. Go woke, go broke. Well, interesting fact. Rush Limbaugh, the father of conservative talk radio, passed away a few years ago. His birthday was January 12th. Howard Stern has been canceled. He's coming off the air. This is a fact. Look it up. Howard Stern's birthday is January 12th. My birthday is January 12th. I joked for many years since I've been on the radio that I have the same birthday as Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. Dave Agerman refers to me as the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan. Conservative shock jock. Kind of a blend between Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh is what people have basically labeled me as. A conservative shock jock. Well, we're involved in a legal battle. Lawfare is being used against me, this show, Your Defending Fathers, as well as my wife for owning Michigan Broadcasters LLC, this radio station. I've put together the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, wchy.us, the TuneIn app and the Simple Radio app, is owned by me. Well, we're being sued. Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks has filed a lawsuit against us, and we are fighting it as we go through discovery. We've had to hire an attorney, folks, from Frankenmuth, Michigan, because no attorneys up here in Northern Michigan would take our case. We have to pay the attorney, and we have to fight this fight. And if we don't raise the money to pay the attorney to fight it, We lose our attorney. We lose our representation. We lose by default. This show will be going away. This radio station will go through a corporate bankruptcy. And, quite simply, we may be off the air. You could be listening to country music very soon. If you would like to help us raise the funds to defend ourselves against this lawfare tactics that are being used, text me legal. Text me at 231-360-5140. I'll send you the information. We don't have the money to pay these attorneys the amount of money they are demanding of us. I believe our last outstanding invoice with them is over $11,000. And we don't have it. We put together a give, send, go, defending my First Amendment rights. We also can take checks at our P.O. Box in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Make your checks, money orders out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC and mail them to P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. We'll put the money in the account, we'll pay the attorneys, and we'll fight the good fight. But with Howard Stern being taken off the air, I'm the last conservative talk show host born on January 12th on the air, probably anywhere in America. I don't believe Sean Hannity or anybody else has a January 12th birthday. I do. Rush Limbaugh did, Howard Stern does, and I'm the last one standing. So, it's up to you. It's in God's hands. I'm letting go. I'm just telling the facts. I'm speaking the truth. I'm letting you guys know where we're at. So, here's where we're at. We raise the money. We fight the fight. We win in court. We stay on the air. If we don't raise the money, we lose in court. We're gone. I'll be moving on, doing other things with the rest of my life for as long as I'm breathing on this planet. But you guys decide. So text me legal. I'll send you the information. Give us, donate what you can, tell others about it, share the text message I share with you, and help us out. Again, it's outside of our control. It is what it is. And I hate to even ask for help. It hurts me. It pains me tremendously to ask for help. But we need it. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.